Well, lockdown trading restrictions has knocked Pick n Pay's interim earnings. Revenue took roughly a 20% hit as various stages of the national lockdown. Headline earnings per share plunged by 52% as nearly 3 billion rand in sales were lost over the period. On a brighter note, online sales doubled and the retailer will be establishing itself further in this space with its agreement to buy online delivery app Bottles. Company CFO Lerena Olivier joins us now with greater perspective on that performance. Thanks so much, Lerena, for your time this evening. So, like I say, Pick n Pay reporting this 56% drop in first half profit. You're 6 months sitting squarely in the lockdown period. We're familiar with the woes and how hard operations like yours have been hit. How fast a recovery are you anticipating?
Alicia, thank you very much for the time. It has been unprecedented times, and it's a unique reporting period where us as a group stand back and we are proud to tell you that we have recorded a profit of minus 38% if we take off the once-off costs of our voluntary severance program. And I think that is the answer to your question, as well as what do we do to look forward. We have successfully mitigated the trading impact restrictions under level 4 and 5 of the business, as well as the additional COVID costs. And we think we're very well placed to serve the customer during the second half. We recorded core retail sales, including the restricted lines of liquor, clothing and tobacco, up 9.9% for the period. And I think the South African retail market, you can be successful if you poise yourself to give the customer the value that it's needed in these difficult times.
That being said, Lerena, how much maneuvering have you had to do? You know, because you're starting to cater now to a very different kind of consumer that's assumedly shopping differently and spending differently too.
Absolutely, Alicia, and I think we are very privileged is that we've always served the entire South African consumer base through both our Boxer and Pick n Pay brands across the value core and select market. We have got vast experience of customer needs across the entire landscape, and yes, the customer behavior has shifted during these periods. South Africa is definitely still home bakers, and people have shifted to essential goods as well as to goods that assist them for home working and home schooling, and us as a business needs to ensure that we do very, very agilely react to those trends, and I think we've done that, and that is evident in our core retail performance.
I touched on your 500 million rand investment in the price of everyday essentials and how that worked to bolster earnings as well, and your market share gains over the period, Lerena. You're also maneuvering into the online space. You're taking a lot of that activity to e-commerce. You've concluded this agreement to buy Bottles to strengthen your e-commerce operation. How much muscle does this start giving Pick n Pay? And that's the first part of the question. But the second, have you been too late to this game?
Alicia, we definitely have not been too late to this game. We are South Africa's largest online grocery provider. We've had an online footprint for the last 10 years. We serve the country through our online offering through 2 dedicated distribution centres and 150 stores nationwide. We've partnered with Bottles quite some time ago, specifically for liquor distribution, and during COVID very quickly changed that into a grocery online on-demand platform that has been very successful for us in the partnership with Bottles. The acquisition now just puts us in a much better position to bring this app and its possibilities in-house and give it further attention to grow. We grew our online turnover for the period by 100%, our active online customers by 200%, so we are very happy with the progress to date, and we think this acquisition puts us into a much stronger position to capitalize further on the changing trends.
Okay, so we've been talking about your South African operations. Let's talk about you extending this footprint of yours, because you're looking to enter Nigeria through a partnership with AG Leventis in an effort to tap the Nigerian market on that end. Yes, ShopRite leaving quite a significant gap, Lerena, but the big question is, if a ShopRite couldn't make it there, what makes you think Pick n Pay can?
Pick and Pay's approach into the investment in the rest of Africa has always been a measured one. We have more than one operating model when we do decide to venture outside the borders of South Africa. We can do it in an own store model, an associate, or a franchise model. In this specific case, as you've mentioned, we've decided to go with a local partner that very clearly understands conditions on the ground. This one pilot store has been 2 years in the making, so it's a process that we are taking with great care, and we want to learn through opening a store that really caters to the local Nigerian customer, and we're looking forward to capitalize on those learnings without overextending ourselves until we clearly understand the operating model in country.
Yeah. What kind of risk will you be taking on nevertheless, you know, bearing in mind that you've got to contend currency devaluations, logistical challenges, difficulties in even repatriating profits back home?
As I've said, this is one pilot store, yeah. And until we clearly understand the operating model, we won't be expanding past that footprint, first of all, and second of all, we have ensured that all the local operating costs, including leases, are all Nigeria, local currency based with no dollar exposure. So I think our risk at this stage is absolute minimal, with us wanting to learn as to how we can optimize that marketplace.
Lerena, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Lerena Olivier, who's CFO at Pick and Pay.